Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today on the subject of how to grow in grace. Yesterday, I gave you the first of Mr. Oswald Sanders' tests of spiritual maturity. If we're not growing in grace, it is perhaps because we have never set the priority that we are to live for the glory of God, not for the glory of ourselves. So number one, in learning to grow in grace, reaching spiritual maturity, is seeking God's glory. We're not here, ladies and gentlemen, to feel good about ourselves. We are here, Jesus tells us, to deny ourselves and to take up the cross and follow him. Now, how do we go about following him? This brings us to the second matter of importance. You can't grow to maturity unless you eat solid food. You've got to take in healthy spiritual nourishment. Now, what does that mean? Go to church? Yes, by all means, go to church. But make sure you're going to a church where Jesus Christ is glorified and where his word is preached. You've got to learn to hold the spoon yourself. So it isn't just one day a week that you go and get a 20-minute sermon, or maybe only a 10-minute sermon, and the minute you get out the door, start talking about what you're going to have for dinner, and you've forgotten altogether what the preacher said. That's not healthy spiritual nourishment. When you go out of the church, you better do something about what you heard. If you heard something that you ought to do, do something about it. But we need to learn to feed ourselves. A baby loves to learn to hold the spoon himself. And he can make an awful mess for a while, but the mother has to let him learn. She has to let him try to hold the spoon himself. You've got to feed yourself not just one day a week, but every day. And that means the living Word of God. We need not just milk, but also meat. When Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he wrote to a church that was really a mess. And among other things, they were not capable of eating spiritual food of the sort that they really needed. He says, "Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you're still not ready. You're still worldly. For since there's jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere men? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollos,' are you not mere men? What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God." We are still infants because of jealousy. Is there quarreling in your church? Is there jealousy? Is there quarreling and jealousy in your home? That's an indication of spiritual immaturity. There's no way that we can grow if we act childish. We better start reading the Word of God and doing what it says. Now, if you've never read the Bible, you can read the whole Bible in 1 year if you read 3 chapters every day and 5 on Sunday. I would strongly urge you to read straight through the whole Bible. And here are some little helps. You might want to note these down if you have a pencil and paper. These will help you to learn to study the Bible for yourself. Number one, what does it say? Number two, what does it mean? Number three, is there a sin to avoid? Sin to avoid. Number four, a command to obey? Question mark. Number five, what does it teach me of the character of God? Put down character of God, question mark. Six, example to follow? Question mark. Okay, I'll read those again for you. These are helps for Bible study. One, what does it say? Two, what does it mean? Three, sin to avoid? Question mark. Four, command to obey? Question. Five, what does it teach me of the character of God? Six, example to follow? I would recommend that you memorize at least one verse of Scripture per week. Why not just write it out on a little card, and you can carry the card in your pocket or your wallet or your purse, or you can stick it up on the dashboard of your car. Memorize a verse a week. Keep a notebook. Put down things that you're learning from God. Keep a prayer notebook, prayers that you pray and answers that come with the dates. It's a wonderfully faith-strengthening experience. And pray for the Holy Spirit's illumination as you read your Bible. So, the first two things for growing in grace, number one, seek God's glory. Number two, learn to feed yourself on the living Word. Now, the third way in which we can grow in grace, seek holiness before happiness. And you know, it's a strange thing. It's one of those mysteries. And yet, maybe it's not so mysterious when you really think about it. But the holiest people, believe it or not, are the most joyous. Now, when I say holy people, I'm not talking about pious people. I'm not talking about the people who talk. You know, as the old spiritual says, everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. And there are a lot of people that do a lot of spiritual talk. And their lives do not back up what they say. But the really holy people are the people who live in God and God lives in them, and they are by far the most joyous people in the world. How could you not be joyous if you live in God and God lives in you? His object for us is joy, bliss, fulfillment. I'm not talking about the self-consciously religious. I never know quite what to say when people say to me, well, you're a religious person, aren't you? If what they mean by religious is that I go to church on Sundays, well, then I would say, yes, you know, I'm religious, if that's your definition. But I really want to be holy, not just religious. We are deceiving ourselves if we are talking without walking. Talking spiritual talk without walking a spiritual walk. Jesus was the most joyous of all. In Hebrews 1, verse 9, we read, "You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy." This is a prophecy from the Old Testament concerning the Lord Jesus. He was anointed with the oil of joy, or the oil of gladness above all others. The whole world is engaged in an endless search for happiness. If they'd concentrate on becoming more like God, becoming more holy, they would discover happiness as a byproduct. Jesus said, "Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you." Can we make ourselves holy merely by trying? No, it's a cooperative operation. My choice is to trust and obey. God gives me grace to do what I can't do. But I can do the one thing that God is directing me to do today. Now there you are by your radio, drinking coffee, washing dishes, driving a car, working in an office. Can you stop just for a minute or two, and ask yourself, what is God directing me to do today? What is the thing about which I have been evading His voice? That thing that I know deep down in my soul I ought to do. Or perhaps it's a thing that I know deep down in my soul that I ought not to do. Will you do the thing that God is directing you to do? Will you quit doing the thing that God is asking you to quit? If you want to glorify God, if you want to grow in grace, if you want to be spiritually mature, not just a spiritual infant or child or teenager, you've got to obey. Have you shown your pleasure for the good job that your child did? Well, what has this got to do with your holiness? Well, everything in the world. A truly holy father and a holy mother will encourage that little child. Maybe you've been nagging your child to death over some little thing, and when he finally learned to do it, you never even noticed. Have you expressed gratitude to your boss, your employee, your teacher, or your pupil? How about warming a heart today? Leave vengeance in God's hands. Pay the debt. Cancel the debt that was owed to you. Maybe that's what God is talking to you about. Be content with your wages. Sing to God. Our subject today has been growing in grace. I hope I've given you some practical helps.
Growing up, Elizabeth Elliot understood that studying the Bible is a vital priority for the Christian life. And ladies, we can also establish a solid foundation for our lives through daily Bible reading and prayer. Join us next time as we think about the eternal truth of God's Word here on Gateway to Joy. Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your Gateway to Joy. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.